You know, this gospel of Zacchaeus is very familiar to us. And one of the problems with very familiar stories is that sometimes we tune out and we say, oh yeah, that story, and our mind goes somewhere else. And we miss some of the details. And so what I'd like to just do is spend a few moments with you on a few of the details that may sometimes escape us. Because it's a wonderfully symbolic story of you and me and our situation. I got news for you. We're Zacchaeus. And we'll talk about that. And because I got to keep it a little briefer today, you pray for the preacher now. I've titled the message with a little bit of a play on words here, To Make a Long Story Short. We have Zacchaeus, who is vertically challenged. And I am temporally challenged. But I want to give Sister time, because Sister has an important message for us today. So here it is. The first thing I want you to notice is simply this, as we look at Zacchaeus, that he is a short-sighted sinner. He has trouble seeing the Lord. It says that the Lord is coming through Jericho, and the Lord is going to be passing through, and Zacchaeus cannot see the Lord. And the text says he's a short man, and therefore has trouble on account of the crowd. Now, you know your preacher too well to know that I'm not just going to let that go and say that this is merely a physical description of Zacchaeus. Luke is not in the business of telling us the physical details of people. He has something else in mind that he wants us to think about. The Holy Spirit wants us to see something here. And that is that Zacchaeus cannot see because not just of his physical height, but because of his moral condition. You might say he's come up morally short, that he is not morally up to the task of seeing Jesus. We'll see in a moment that Zacchaeus is a wicked man. Now, let's look at a few texts that connect seeing, or the inability to see, with sin. Notice from Psalm 40, the text says, "My iniquities, O Lord, have overtaken me so that I cannot see." Zephaniah chapter 1 and verse 17, the Lord says, "I will bring distress on this people, and they will walk about like blind men so that they cannot see, and their minds so that they cannot understand, for they have become wicked." Again, in Lamentations, chapter 4, "Because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of the priest who have shed blood within her, the blood of the righteous, all these will now grope through the streets like men that are blind." And Jesus says in John chapter 3, "Unless a person be born again by water and the Spirit, they cannot see the kingdom of God." And further, we read that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." And so you see, there's a connection, if you will, between our sins and our inability to see Jesus. So sin brings a blindness and an inability to see the Lord. And Zacchaeus has fallen short on account of sin. He cannot see Jesus. You say, but how has he sinned? How has he sinned? Well, he's described to us as a tax collector. That's a pretty big sin, wouldn't you say? That's a big sin. Now, of course, we tend to think of tax collectors just as bureaucrats. But I've told you before that in Jesus' time, those who collected taxes for the Romans were the mobsters, the gang members of their day. They collected taxes by roughing people up, by threatening them. They would often extort far more than the Romans permitted them to extort, and the Romans just looked the other way. And it was especially the poor and the vulnerable who were most afflicted and most extorted, the victims of extortion by these tax collectors. Now, Zacchaeus wasn't just any tax collector. He was the chief tax collector of that city. Brothers and sisters, you know what that means. That means that he was a mobster, a mafia don, the godfather of his day.
He'd walk through the streets and he'd say, I got a deal for you that you can't refuse.
All right, church. You get the picture, right? Zacchaeus is a wicked man. It's not just that he's short. It's not just that he has, if you will, low stature, but that he's not just physically short. He's the lowest of the low. He doesn't measure up morally. He comes up short in terms of justice and righteousness. And for this reason, not just his physical stature, he is not able to see the Lord. And yet, there's something in Zacchaeus. He wants to see the Lord, but he can't. Now, this is you and me. Perhaps we're not as bad off as Zacchaeus. Let's pray, all right? But in the end, we still do struggle to see the Lord. Any of you ever just kind of struggle to see the Lord or to hear him? You know, in our day-to-day life, we're looking to see him, but we struggle. And one of the reasons that we struggle is our sin. One of the reasons that we struggle is our own personal struggles with sin, with sorrows and difficulties. And so you and I are also Zacchaeus. And frankly, none of us are ready to look at the face of the Lord unveiled. I'll prove it to you. We're still here. If you and I were really ready to look on the face of the Lord with faces unveiled, with his face unveiled, I promise you, we wouldn't be ready. That's why we're still here. We're still on assignment. We got to, 99 and a half won't do, all right? Got to make 100. And 99 and a half just won't do. And so it is that we have here Zacchaeus in a bad situation. He wants to see the Lord, but he cannot see the Lord. So, not only do we have a short-sighted sinner, but we have a saving sycamore. It says here that Zacchaeus ran to a tree and climbed that tree to see Jesus. And church, that's our solution too. Zacchaeus had to embrace the wood of that tree to be able to see Jesus. And you and I have to embrace the wood of the cross. The tree of the cross is our only hope to ever be able to see Jesus. Now that deserved an amen. Church, only the wood of the cross and the precious blood of Jesus shed on that cross will ever make us righteous enough to see the Lord. So there is a hope for Zacchaeus, and there is a hope for us. Amen? We have here this wood of the cross. Now, Zacchaeus, if you will, was a tree hugger. He went up and hugged that tree, and he embraced that tree and climbed that tree. And you and I, the Lord has brought us to the foot of the cross to help us to be able to see. Can someone say hallelujah? So it is that we see that, sure enough, as soon as Zacchaeus draws near to the wood of that tree and we draw near to the wood of the cross, Jesus himself is passing by. You know, we always meet Christ at the foot of the cross. We always meet him there. And he simply says, he greets Zacchaeus and says, Zacchaeus, come to me. Zacchaeus, come. I mean to stay at your house today. Now, I want you to know something. Jesus was inviting himself over for dinner. Now, but here's the beautiful thing. Jesus always provides the meal. So the Lord We've drawn near. We, Zacchaeus, all of us, we, the unrighteous who struggle to see God, the Lord has summoned us to the foot of the cross, to embrace the wood of the cross, and to begin to experience his righteousness. And sure enough, we meet the Lord here, and the next thing he does is he invites us to a meal. The book of Revelation, Jesus says, "Here I am, here I am, and I stand at the door and I knock. And if any one of you will open to me, I will come in, and I will eat with them, and he with me." And so it is. We've opened the door to Jesus. We've embraced the wood of the cross. We're beginning now to see. And there's going to be something beautiful that I'll get a chance to say to you in just a few moments at Mass. I'll hold up the host, and I'll say, "Behold the Lamb of God." In other words, look! Here is the Lamb of God. And you, through the eyes of faith, will see the Lord. Sacramentally, yes, still through the veil of the sacraments, but you and I will see the Lord. And so, brothers and sisters, we are blessed today. Blessed. Oh, we've got a problem like Zacchaeus. Sometimes we're a little too short to see the Lord. We don't always measure up. But the Lord says, "Come to me. Embrace the wood of the cross, and I will begin to make you righteous enough to see me. I will prepare you to see me one day face to face." But church, always make sure you find yourself near the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Stay near the cross of Christ. A final thing to say, simply this. Zacchaeus makes a beginning. But Zacchaeus, even though he's gone up that tree and now he sees Jesus, he still is only making a beginning. Because Zacchaeus, as he comes down from that tree, and I have it on the best of authority, that Zacchaeus was singing a song. And the song he was singing was, "I surrender half." Half to Jesus, I surrender. I surrender half. Now, you know the song is not, that is not the words of the song, amen? I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. But Zacchaeus isn't quite there yet. He says, "If I've extorted, I'll pay back fourfold. However, half my belongings," that's it. He says, "half my belongings, I'm going to just give to the poor." Well, church, in the end, the Lord wants us to surrender all. Now, again, it's not just our belongings, but in the end, at some level, all of us are on that journey to finally say, "Lord, all I have is yours. Just use me as you will. Lord, I completely surrender myself to your will. Lord, if you can use anything, just use me, Lord. Thank you, Lord." But some of us still hold back. "Lord, you can have everything but my money. Lord, you can have everything but my NFL super ticket. Or you, Lord, you can have everything, but I'm not willing to surrender my sexuality to you. Or I'm not willing to surrender my anger or my alcohol." Or there may be any number of things that the Lord is saying, you know, you got to let go of it. You know, maybe someone's struggling with addiction. Maybe someone's struggling with anger or with sexuality. And the Lord is saying, "Come, give it to me. I'm not ready yet, Lord, to give it. I want it too much for myself." And so it is that we may struggle. And we may be like Zacchaeus saying, "I surrender half or three quarters or 99 and a half. But 99 and a half won't do. Got to make 100. So in the end, church, Zacchaeus has a problem. He's too short to see God. He did not morally measure up. But he found himself near a tree. And we too, Zacchaeus, all of us, we struggle to measure up, to see the Lord. And we found ourselves at the foot of another tree, the tree of the cross. And the Lord says, "You embrace that tree. You stay close to me at the cross. And the power of my cross will make you, of you a righteousness where you will increasingly see me and hear me. And you will begin to surrender everything you know you need to let go, but you don't feel like you can let go. Little by little, says the Lord, you will give back everything you know you need to give back. So, brothers and sisters, it is not always easy, but Zacchaeus is on a journey, and so are we. And I pray for you as I pray for me. Now, there's an old song that I'm just going to conclude with that comes to mind. And of course, we know that beautiful song that the Lord looked beyond my faults and he saw my need. Praise you and thank you, Lord. And another song comes to mind because, you know, Zacchaeus needed a little bit of vertical help. Zacchaeus needed his short stature to be increased a bit. And I'm mindful of another old song that simply says that I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within and sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Oh, Zacchaeus got some vertical help because the song says, love lifted me. Church, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Someone say amen.